This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Craig, C-R-A-I-G, hyphen Clark, C-L-A-R-K. The first name is V-I-R-G-A-N-E-Y-C-E. Date of birth, October 4, 1960. Date of evaluation, December 22nd, 2022. The chief complaint, 62-year-old African-American female who is seen in follow-up from her visit of November 9, 2022. The HBI, the patient is a 62-year-old female with history of uncontrolled hypertension, period. She had been referred for uncontrolled blood pressure, period. Patient has no history of chest pain or shortness of breath. She was noted to have abnormal EKG, period. She has had no palpitations, period. At her last visit, she had been started on amlodipine and losartan. She returns today for routine follow-up. Her past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, abnormal EKG. The past surgical history, inguinal hernia, next number, right shoulder surgery, next number, left wrist surgery, next number, left thumb surgery, next number, hysterectomy, next number, tubal pregnancy. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. Correction, medications, amlodipine, 10 milligrams PO daily, losartan, 50 milligrams PO daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history include that a son having had a transplant, father died of myocardial infarction. Social history, there is no history of cigarettes, period. She notes occasional alcohol use. She has history of marijuana use. The initial blood pressure, 212/136, pulse 67, respiratory rate 24, height 64, and weight 201.4. Follow-up blood pressure, 189/118, pulse 85, respiratory rate 18. In general, she is alert-oriented and in no acute distress, HEENT. Next, significant for thyroid enlargement, cardiovascular, there is a soft systolic murmur at the left parasternal border, an S4 is heard, gastrointestinal, abdomen is obese, there are no masses or tenderness noted, back, no CVAT, genitourinary is normal, skin, normal extremities, trace edema, neural non-focal, the data review, echocardiogram reveals moderate concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 56%. Diastolic function is indeterminate. No regional wall motion abnormalities noted, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm in a pattern of ventricular bigeminy at a rate of 61 beats per minute. Non-specific ST/T wave changes are noted to be present, period. Repeat ECG on December 22, 2022, demonstrates sinus rhythm 71 beats per minute, left atrial enlargement, period, non-specific T-wave abnormality, period. The previously noted ventricular bigeminy has resolved, period. Lab work. White blood cell is pending, period. Additional labs are pending at the time of this evaluation, period. The impression, this is a 62-year-old female with previously uncontrolled blood pressure, period. The patient is noted to have history of abnormal ECG, period. She has thyroid enlargement, period. The plan, she requires complete set of blood tests. She requires ultrasound of the thyroid. In the interim, amlodipine to 10 milligrams daily, losartan to 50 milligrams daily, period. She had recently seen her primary care physician, who apparently had increased the medication and started her on unknown dose of hydrochlorothiazide, period. Will continue all the current medication. She is to fall off within 4 weeks, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Craig Clark.